Welcome to Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers 90.1-2 HD and WMKO Marco 91.7-2 HD. I'm James Till. Joining us today is Fort Myers native Luke Janke of the band Bull Moose Party. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
So, Luke, when did you start playing music?
About the time of fifth grade in elementary school, I picked up the trombone, which was my first instrument, and I played in our school's concert band, and that went on to go into just my it was my first instrument and probably my longest, which I still play in.
So looking back, what was the driving force behind starting to play music in elementary school?
It was just sort of a thing to do, like kind of like a club you join in high school, but in elementary school, and all the cool kids were in band for some reason, which was kind of opposite because they're band geeks. But
see, for me, I was orchestra, you know, all the way starting back in fourth grade. So
yeah,
how did you move from trombone to being a one man band?
Well, the one man band thing sort of started maybe last year, but my music career sort of led up to it, where I was in a few other bands before this one, but it wasn't like a one man band. It was just like there was Someone Stole My Charmander, which was me and a few friends in the garage, and it never really worked out for me to be with other people. Like, that sounds bad, but I guess I work better alone, is what I'm trying to say.
What will you be playing for us first?
First, I'll be playing Be As It May.
That was Be As It May by our guest Luke of the band Bull Moose Party. What was the inspiration behind that song?
Be As It May was written about a girl in Oregon, which I had a long-distance relationship for the longest time. And it just talks about how, you know, it's kind of a relationship where you don't want to force them to be with you. If they want to leave you, then, you know, you just let it happen. And it also talks about how it says, I would walk, how long would it take to walk to you? And I don't know, it just plays a lot of long-distance role in that.
Why did you pick the name Bull Moose Party?
Bull Moose Party is another term for the progressive movement in the early 1900s when Theodore Roosevelt was in his presidency. And that was sort of his campaign. Was he was, I guess, obsessed with bull mooses. I just am obsessed with Theodore Roosevelt. He's like my favorite. So I sort of paid homage to him and named my band after his party.
What other instruments do you play?
Obviously, I play the guitar, trombone for many years, and I also play mandolin. I picked up drums and bass, you know, your electric guitar, which is actually different from acoustic guitar, but, you know, I play around on the piano, and I used to play the ocarina, but, and I also, I have an omnichord, which I pick up sometimes.
Are there any other instruments that you want to learn?
I want to learn all of them, which is kind of, ambitious, but, right now I'm learning, clarinet, and, I want to pick up the cello.
What started you on the move into singing and songwriting?
Well, singing and songwriting has sort of started out in middle school, and but I never really got into singing until high school, which was when I auditioned for the part of I auditioned for Sweeney Todd in high school, freshman year. I didn't get that part, but I got a lead chorus part, which you know, I didn't really think of myself as a singer back then, but it just really got me into singing, and songwriting is just always been a part of me. I like writing things, and mostly angsty stuff from middle school, but that's where it started me off back then.
Do you perform any of this publicly?
Not at the moment, but I'm looking for, like, you know, venues and other places to play. So
are there some current musical projects you're working on?
Just my EP. It's called .. And it's going to be 6 songs, and I'm working on it in my, what I call my home studio, which is GarageBand in my room with a Yeti mic. So that's exciting. And then after that, I don't know, I'll just try and evolve musically.
What would you say has the biggest impact on your music?
Biggest impact, I get inspired by nature a lot, and definitely relationships, which a lot of music is made by relationships. But I think some of my biggest inspirations right now would have to be you know, Sufjan Stevens, the Mountain Goats, which I don't know if a lot of people have heard of the Mountain Goats, but I just like a lot of lo-fi, just stripped down acoustic stuff.
Does being enrolled at FGCU in journalism have any ties into your music? Are you trying to parallel maybe a journalism music career?
I wouldn't say I was trying to pair journalism and music, sort of separately, but it definitely, I don't know, journalism is helps me in the writing process anyway of writing songs and stuff, but other than that, there's really no huge connection.
Is there a specific role you think music plays in your life?
As of right now, music is, I'd say, a hobby, but that's kind of stretching it. Not stretching it, it's sort of underplaying it. Music is just a big part of my life, and I enjoy listening to it. Oftentimes, I just, you know, when I'm in a bad mood, I pick up the guitar and I strum out a few chords and write a few songs, and it's sort of like a pacifier for emotions, and it just, you know, it soothes me.
So after the EP, is there any goal you have for your music? Any spot you're looking out to the future at all?
After the EP, I plan on making a full-length album, which is going to actually have a lot of a different sound. I'm planning on getting sort of a full band sound. Not saying Bull Moose Party is going to evolve into a full band, but just a fuller sound, because right now it's just guitars and very distant vocals. But I definitely want to branch out, and after a full-length album, I don't know, maybe a few more. Just I have a lot of EP ideas for like concept albums and just a lot of different, unique stuff.
What will you be playing for us next?
This next song is called Feeling Free.
I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling free. I can swim in the ocean. I can climb up a tree. If you change your mind about me, girl, I'd be sad and reluctant, but I'd have to agree, 'cause I'm just a small part of your life, and you should cut all of your ties with me. A small part of your life. Your story makes more sense without me. Without me. I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling free. I can swim in the river. I can fall out a tree. And if you change your mind about me, girl, I'd be sad and reluctant, but I'd have to agree.
That was Feeling Free by our guest Luke Janke of the band Bull Moose Party. What was your main inspiration for that song?
For this one, I kind of wanted to do sort of a really raw vibe. I wrote it just out of the blue when I was walking my dog one day. But it really draws some inspiration from, like I said, the mountain goats earlier. And it's just sort of, you know, the song title says it's Feeling Free. It's about swimming in oceans and rivers and climbing trees and just enjoying life, you know.
Thank you for joining us today, Luke. For producer Richard Chinqui, and with thanks to Nita Flores from Nita's Music Connection, doing business as Southwest Florida Music, I'm James Till. This is Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers, 90.1-2HD, and WMKO Marco, 91.7-2HD. Thank you, listeners, for joining us.